Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Flick Fanatics.
Flick Fanatics.
It took too long.
Episode of the day.
New episode. New episode of five?
Thank you very much.
Six.
It's episode 7. Thank
is
you.
It really?
Thank you. For
yeah. Back. Okay.
This is my guest, Jackson.
And this is my guest,
Matt.
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 Sounds like math.
Math. Speaking of math, we saw the film The Incredible Burt Wonderstone.
This.
Go ahead.
No. Finish. Go ahead.
There are starving people in it at one point.
Yes.
Whether they're starving entertainers or starving children, they're in it.
Oh my god.
This film stars Steve Buscemi, Steve Carell, and Jim Carrey.
Don't forget the lovely Olivia Wilde.
Whoa, no, but seriously. Settle down.
It also has James Gandolfini. He was in The Sopranos. And the great Alan Arkin.
He was Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite actors, for sure.
And you know, Michael Scott's also in Little Miss Sunshine. Michael Scott
is also in Little Miss
Sunshine. Well, we didn't see Michael Scott today. We saw The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. Wanted to tell us a little bit about the movie, Jackson.
Yeah, this movie is basically about a pair of magicians and their love of magic. All of a sudden, a new hip magician comes in town and blows everybody out of the water. And guess who's left flopping on the deck? Steve Carell and Steve Buscemi. So they just try to redeem themselves in the magician world and try to gain the love and respect of James Gandolfini's character, Doug Money. And now that's money spelled M-U-N-N-Y. And I thought that was just hilarious. But yeah.
This film is guaranteed to give you the giggles. And
for sure.
It's all tons of laughter going the whole time. I thought it was very interesting that two of the lead roles were played by two Steves.
Yeah, I like that.
I do too, yeah. And, of course, Jim Carrey, well, let me just say, I'm really happy to see him on a movie.
Back on the silver screen, for sure.
Because he was too funny in this movie.
He was definitely the villain of the movie. And he was, there are some points where he gets really villainy. Like, evil.
Wacky.
Wacky.
He does some really crazy stunts in this movie.
All in the name of
some cue sound there. Get some sound.
Yeah.
Support that.
We'll edit that in. But anyway, Matt, what'd you say your pros and cons were?
Pro number one. This cast was awesome. Everyone that was starring in it was awesome, and everyone that was supporting in it was awesome. We had two great characters, and they even had a little bit of character development in the beginning of the film. I really liked that. And music was hit and miss. Some of it was really cool. Some of it wasn't so cool. But Alan Arkin stole the show.
Yep. As he always does.
Yeah. And James Gandolfini, if you're going to go out and spend some money... Zero Dark Thirty came out on DVD today, and I suggest if you're going to go out and go see this movie instead of that one, because he's much better in this one, and it's a much better performance overall.
Don't spend like the 30 some odd dollars for the DVD of Zero Dark Thirty.
It's a combo pack.
Just spend the $10.50 on a ticket to see Burt Wonderstone.
Because you're going to laugh your socks off, and I mean it.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Did you have any complaints about this movie? Did you have any things that you really liked that stood out to you? Or was it all just kind of there?
I thought the I'm not going to spoil anything, but like the main magic trick that they try to do at the end was just hilarious. I was, oh my god, it was too funny. Yeah. I thought it was just hilarious and wacky and ridiculous, but I don't know.
Here's what's good. Here's what we'll say. We're not going to spoil it.
Yeah. No spoilers.
Just go see it, because your eyes might go like this.
One thing I didn't like was Steve Carell's character, Burt Wonderstone. There are some parts where, sometimes he's not a likable character, but sometimes he's trying to be likable, and
I think he makes up for it, though. At the end of the movie.
Yeah, I'd say.
By the end of the movie.
Yeah, by the end of the movie. In there. Mm-hmm, for sure. But there were some parts that were a little questionable I didn't care for. Same with Jim Carrey. I mean, his character was crazy.
Like, imagine Chris Angel, the mind freak.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, as he calls himself, Steve Gray, the brain rapist.
The brain rapist.
That, if you're not laughing right now, don't even see this movie.
Because
you got no sense of humor.
Jim Carrey's part is all about going over the top, being crazy,
frightening people.
Yeah.
Even scaring them or making them a little squeamish.
Yeah, for sure. As a warning, there's a part where Jim Carrey's character is going to do a magic trick. You know, he's on the street. He's in the strip of Las Vegas, right? And he's talking about, oh, pick this card, blah, blah, blah. You know, take a card out of the pile. Write your grandmother's name on it. And this guy writes the grandmother's name on it. And then, I'm not going to spoil it, but his reveal of the trick is him taking out a knife and mutilating himself. And then, like, rooting through the open wound and pulling out a card. And I thought, like, they would cut away a little, maybe.
Yeah,
this isn't 127 hours.
It's a PG-13 movie.
PG-13?
PG-13.
And he's, like, rooting around in that open wound.
Ooh, yeah, he did.
I'm not going to lie, it was hilarious. It was very, very, very funny. But, I mean, for a PG-13 movie, I just thought it was a little over the top. It was funny, but, you know. It's a family movie.
But Jim Carrey, though, is Jim Carrey, and no one can take that title away from him.
Absolutely.
So you better go in expecting that.
Definitely.
What would you give this film overall if you put it on a scale and you weighed it out and said, I give this movie this?
Under the genre of comedy, and judging on how many laughs it got by me, I thought it was easily, I'm saying, a 3.5 out of 5. But I wouldn't be afraid to go up to 4 out of 5, because I thought it was hilarious. All the critics are saying, oh, Burt Wonderstone, Steve Carell, typecast is this nice guy, you know, can only play one character. But I thought he was really, really, really funny in this. I thought it was a good movie, you know. So 3.5 to 4 out of 5.
Very good. That's respectable. I am also on the same boat. I would give this movie a 3.5 out of 5. Maybe. No, because Steve Carell, Steve Buscemi, and Jim Carrey are in it, I'd give it a 4. Because I respect all of those guys as actors and comedians, and I think a lot of their movies are very funny, and I usually think that they pick movies pretty wisely of something that they find funny too.
Yeah.
And I think that this was a good pick, because, and as it's not doing well, it only made $10 million at the box office opening weekend, only 10 million.
Yeah, right. Like, that's some small number.
And the reviewers, the critics don't like it, but I think that eventually people are going to look back at this movie and say, yeah, that was pretty funny. Because mm-hmm. it's got a lot of clever transitions into funny, almost like sketches that are commercials and stuff on TVs.
Yeah.
And they do a really good job of having kind of an alternate take on some comedy at certain parts. And I think that that's kind of undervalued right now.
Yeah.
So I would give this movie 4 magic wands out of 5 magic wands.
Yeah. So 3.5 to 4 top hats consensus. Filled with rabbits for me. Mm-hmm. For sure. One thing I'd like to add is the thing that sets this comedy movie apart from more recent comedy films is like the little things, the little subtle nuances that really, how do I put this, makes this movie go above and beyond the typical comedy movie.
Yeah.
Like there was some clever, like sharp wit and...
Definitely.
Yeah. It was good, for sure. If you're not willing to spend the $10.50 for the ticket, wait till it comes out on DVD and definitely rent it. And if you like it from renting, you know, buy it for sure, because I thought it was hilarious.
This is the next Anchorman in my shelf.
Really?
I'll say it, because Anchorman is a very funny movie, but this is also a very funny movie. And it's a funny movie in different ways, and they both have killer casts, and Steve Carell's in both of them. So,
yeah.
So if you don't like Steve Carell, you probably don't like either of those movies. But it's a good one.
Yeah, if you don't like Steve Carell,
and I take that back. It's not as good as Anchorman, but it is a good movie.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a funny, laugh out loud kind of movie.
Yes. If you want to have fun, you watch it.
Yeah, if you're a fun-loving person and, you know, don't hate yourself, you know, go see the movie.
Think, we have a bonus segment, very new one. This is one that I like. It's called The Cage Corner with your host Matt and Jackson.
Well, kind of.
The Nicolas Cage film that I picked this week is Adaptation.
Directed by Spike Jonze.
Who also did Jackass. And he did Where the Wild Things Are. And he also did the Arcade Fire short film.
Yeah, Scenes from the Suburbs. That was good. Yeah, 30 minutes, but that was amazing. Right. Anyway, Adaptation. What do you think?
Saw this movie a couple years ago for the first time, and I was very impressed the first time I saw it, because a lot of people are used to seeing Nicolas Cage in a lot of action movies, almost mindless movies, kind of, in a way, where it's almost like, hey, Nick, are you just doing this for the paycheck, or do you really like acting?
Yeah.
So, I thought that this movie stood out because it stars Nicolas Cage. And it also...
And Nicolas Cage.
You're right.
Both of them.
You're right.
They're both in it.
And who else is in this one?
I believe Meryl Streep, Tilda Swinton, and Chris Cooper. Chris Cooper's pretty good.
Breaking news update. Chris Cooper has been confirmed as Norman Osborn in the next Amazing Spider-Man film.
So. But anyway, Adaptation. Personally, I really don't like Nicolas Cage. I don't think he's that funny. I don't think he's that great of an actor. But this movie was definitely a cut above the rest of the Nicolas Cage movies. This, along with Matchstick Men, I really like. And that's saying a lot, because I usually really, really don't like Nicolas Cage.
And you see, I'm on the other side, kind of. Nicolas Cage is my favorite actor of all time, and I love all of his movies. So if you're going to come on to this show, you better know that I'm going to like all of them. Next week, we're going to review Sorcerer's Apprentice. Just
kidding. Just kidding. Just joking.
Because we're not done talking about adaptation. We're going to sum it up real quick. It's a good movie, and you should go see it.
Yeah, go see
it. It's on video. It's been on video for a while. Just give it a watch.
It's on Netflix, too, so take a look.
It's our Cage Corner Netflix Picks of the Weeks.
Thank you, Nicolas Cage,
for making a good movie.
And don't forget to stay tuned for next installment of Flick Fanatics. Next week, why don't you tell them what we're reviewing?
Well, we're going to review one of my favorite franchises, sequels, G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Ooh.
It's long anticipation for people like me who like it, who like G.I. Joe, and it was delayed about a year, and it's finally coming out March 29th. We're going to be at the premiere.
We're going to midnight.
And we're going to review it.
For sure. And also, don't forget, A Place Beyond the Pines, the brand new Ryan Gosling vehicle. It's going to be awesome.
And Ray Liotta's in it, too.
Ray Liotta. And he has
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Oscar nominee.
Yeah. But definitely stay tuned for next installment. It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks everybody.